Yes, sir.
Joe Bundy, come on.
General Counsel of the Defense Department, after McNamara looked into him good.
Yeah.
He came back and Halleck said that he didn't want that because there might be a change in administration. McNamara might not be here.
Yeah.
And he wanted something 5 or 6 years so that he could work out his retirement and so forth. I've never mentioned that to anybody but you, but that's why he wanted a commission.
Yeah.
I have never felt that the SEC ought to be made up of a certain group of people from New York City that are tied in with the investments and all that kind of stuff. And I want to move it out to the West where the people could have a good, objective, judicious fella on it.
Yeah.
So I put the FBI on him before I ever indicated to Halleck what I would do.
Yeah.
They show that he attended the college at Idaho, Caldwell, Idaho, from 28th to June 30th, that he attended Stanford University 1930 to May 1933. He had a good record.
Yeah.
That he came back in 33, graduated from Stanford, and went to June 36, University of Idaho, and received an LLB degree.
Yeah.
He got his AB from Stanford and his LLB from the University of Idaho.
Yeah.
He practiced law and went to the legislature from 39 to 41 and from 49 to 50. He had 2 terms in the state legislature.
Yeah.
In 50, he was elected and came here and served till July 1, 61.
Yeah.
Then he was defeated and he became a judge out in the 3rd Judicial District of Idaho.
Uh-huh.
So he's been a lieutenant commander in the Navy. He's been 2 terms in the state legislature, 5 terms in the Congress, and a judge on the bench.
Yeah.
He's married, has a daughter. He was released from the service. He went in 42 and stayed till 45. He's honorably discharged. His record is clear. Frank Church, this is confidential now, was interviewed. He said he's known Budge for many years, and they're on opposite sides of the political fence, but that Budge enjoys an excellent reputation in the state of Idaho. He's never heard anything of a derogatory nature concerning his character, loyalty, associates.
Yeah.
Then Jordan says about the same thing, Lynn Jordan.
Yeah.
Now, there was some story that said that I did this to get his vote. I never talked to him in my life, and he hadn't even recommended him.
That's
to me.
Right.
So I never talked civil rights to Halleck.
That's right.
Or to you.
Yeah.
But they all, these liberals are trying to divide us, you see, and cause us trouble. Now, Ralph Harding, that he defeated, had defeated him. Ralph Harding, United States Representative, Democrat, Idaho, interviewed in March, advised he had known Budge since 1960 when he defeated Budge in an election. He advised, although he disagreed with Budge as far as their political beliefs concerned, he considers Budge a personal friend who is an exceptionally fine man.
Yeah.
He stated his integrity, character, reputation, loyalty, position of trust, and responsibility. Compton White, Democratic representative from Idaho, was interviewed, and he advised he not personally acquainted with Budge, but knows him by reputation, and that he is a high-type, professional man of excellent personal habits.
Yeah.
Then it goes ahead to some Republicans. Frank T. Bow, United States Representative from Ohio, Earl Smith, Justice of Idaho State Supreme Court. He says that, he and other members of the Budge family are all reputable citizens.
Yeah.
He would recommend him for any position of trust and responsibility. Then John Rhodes from Arizona, William Springer from Illinois, Elijah Forrester from Georgia, that's Tick Forrester, William Tuck from Virginia, John Williams of Mississippi, and 13 others, and all of them say he's a very solid, able citizen.
Yeah.
He's has no bad checks, good bar association record, and good passport record, and the Central Intelligence and the FBI have nothing derogatory. Now, that's his FBI.
Yeah.
So upon that basis, this SEC came up, and I told Halleck that this man was a judge, and he came from Idaho. And I would recommend him if he thought it was all right. Then I told you I was going to recommend him. You didn't recommend one way or the other, but you said, well, you didn't object.
And that's right.
So I submitted his name. Now, I want you to know all that. They're trying to make a big stink out of it. And
Douglas and Proxmire are the two.
Well, I don't know what they're going to, what do they expect a man? What's wrong with this man? I can't find out what's wrong with him.
I don't know what they want.
He's a Republican. And he votes conservative. Now, the intent of these laws was to give the other party the kind of a man they want, wasn't it?
Sir.
That's what I always interpreted.
Yeah. Well,
Will you talk to your people and see that they're there? And
you bet I will.
Okay.
Okay.
Listen, Everett, what about our pay bill? Somebody told me at Carlson and some of our people were getting pretty cool on it.
No. They took out or will take out that Udall escalation
clause. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I took the stats in the Budget Bureau and suggested they get up at a draft of an amendment to fill that hole, to set up a commission to find a permanent solution to this matter.
Uh-huh.
They had three drafts. I turned those over to Olin this afternoon.
Yeah.
They hope they can get a bill out tomorrow or Wednesday.
Okay. All right. You follow that formula. Yeah. Don't let your boys waiting on it.
I won't.
Okay. Now, you know, we made a commitment over in the House that we'd report out that $10,000.
Yeah.
So we could get California to go along with us.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
I got one or two matters I ought to talk to you about.
Walter talked to me about a parole thing this morning. Yeah. You want to come down?
Yeah.
I'll call you someday as soon as I get these Turks out of town. You in a hurry?
No hurry.
All right. I'll call you as soon as I get the Turks out of town.
Okay.
Your friend out in Southeast Asia may be coming home.
Oh. Why?
Mm-hmm. You can imagine.
Why, you know, you told me, you gave me your word that he wasn't going to come home.
Well, that's...
And I said to you, well, who gave a damn? You remember that at breakfast?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's...
Well, maybe it's too hot out there.
No, it's... I would imagine it has to do with this other thing.
Send him word and say it's hot here, too.
Don't say a word about it until I know for sure.
Okay.
Bye.